for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, May the 23rd, 1998. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the minister of the evening.
Thank you for this meeting, Lord. Thank you for your people that's here. Father God, I come against all weakness, sleepiness. I come against the Lord God, every attack against the people that would not hear this word. I bind it now in Jesus' name. And I loose your anointing. I loose your alertness in the people, Lord God. Open the book up to us, Lord. Give us a hunger and a thirst for thy word tonight, Father God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. How many believe that the Lord's coming?
Amen.
How many believe Jesus is coming?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to come. I want to go over to the Old Testament. We'll start there. The day of the Lord is approaching. How many believe the day of the Lord is upon us?
Yes.
And so let's go to the Old Testament. I want to go over to Zephaniah. It's a real easy book to find, if you know the Old Testament. Zephaniah 2. I started over here today, and the Lord spoke to me, and we're going to teach on the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, Jesus' literal coming will not be tonight. But Jesus coming in us can be tonight.
Yes.
We know He's literally coming from heaven. He's coming gloriously from heaven. And the same Jesus that went away will come in like manner. Isn't that right?
Yes.
He left the Mount of Olives. He'll come back to the Mount of Olives. Men saw Him go. Men will see Him come. He left in a cloud. He'll come back in clouds. Amen. Zephaniah, are we there?
Yes.
Chapter 2, gather yourselves together. That's what we've done in this camp meeting. How many know we can be together or not be together?
Yes.
Come on. Gather yourselves together. Is that an option or a command?
Command.
It's a command. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desired. That's the church. How many know Peter talks about that nation?
Yes.
All right. Before the decree bring forth and before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you. Did you hear that word? Fierce anger. How many believe the day of the Lord is the day of wrath?
Yes.
And it's coming on the wicked. Notice, the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth. All right, notice, which have wrought His judgment, seek righteousness, that's the kingdom. Seek meekness, that's the fruit of the Spirit. It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. How many know the only hiding place you have is in Christ?
Yes.
He is our hiding place tonight. In that Holy of Holies. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Under His wings. Can you say amen? And so we hide there in Him. Praise God. We're hid in Christ, in God, aren't we? Praise the Lord. Now, go over to the New Testament and look in 1 John 5. So we've got to be hid in God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord as His people. 1 John chapter 5. In the back of the book, Little John, and let's look at this verse together here. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 17. And it says, I believe it's 5:17. 1 John 5, maybe it's, let's see, maybe I got the wrong verse here. Let me look here just a minute. Praise God. 1 John 5, 17. I think I've got the wrong verse. Anyway, what it says is we must have boldness in the day of judgment. Which one is it? 4:17. Thank you. 4:17. Here it is. That's right. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness, literally confidence, in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we where?
In this world.
Notice. Now notice that phrase. We must have boldness for the day of judgment, And that's you and that's me, amen? For that time of judgment. That is the day of the Lord. Praise God. Then we go back to Joel in the Old Testament. Joel chapter 2. Let's see what Joel says about the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know some people have never heard about the day of the Lord?
Right.
If they don't study. In chapter 2, blow you the trumpet in Zion. How many is hearing a trumpet today blowing? Amen? How many know we're going to be changed not just at any trumpet, but the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet? Blow you the trumpet in Zion. Now, we're being changed as all the trumpets are blowing, but the last trumpet will be the final change. Blow you the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Why? For the day of the Lord cometh. It is nigh at hand. Now, Joel said it was nigh at hand. That was several thousand years ago. How many believe the day of the Lord is at hand?
Hallelujah.
In the Spirit is at hand. When you're not in the Spirit, it's not at hand. How many know people get in the Spirit, the coming of the Lord is close.
Yes.
You stay out of the Spirit, it'll be 100 years, 200, whatever, you know. Verse 2, a day of darkness, gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. But notice something, though, in the midst of darkness, here's the people. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. Hallelujah. How many believe that's the overcomers? That's the Zion people that God's raising up. So in the midst of the day of the Lord, in the midst of darkness and trouble and all those and gloominess, God said there's a people going to come. Hallelujah. Like the morning. Hallelujah. Upon the mountains, he says there. Now, let's go over to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. And it says in verse 1, but the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write to you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as what? How's it coming? I mean, no, that's an element of surprise, not just upon the world, but even the church. Revelation, the Lord said to one church, I'll come on you as a thief. Remember that? One of the churches. Now, hold your place right there. Go to Revelation chapter, Revelation 16. How many has ever heard Jesus and the people who teach today, they say, well, John's a picture of the rapture, chapter 4 of Revelation. You ever heard that talk? He's a picture of the man child and the overcomer. John was not physically raptured. He was in the spirit, wasn't he? But his body was only out of Patmos. But here in Revelation chapter 16, look at verse 15. Let's go back to 13. Let's go back to 12. Notice, in chapter 16, verse 12, the Bible said the sixth angel pours out his vial, this bowl judgment, upon the river Euphrates. And notice it's going to be drawn up that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. How many believe that would include China and all those nations like that? All right, verse 13. I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. That's the false trinity. And notice they're frogs. And when Brother Pittman was here, how many remember Brother Pittman knows that's heard him? He said he saw those frogs, and they were some of the most hated and grotesque spirits and unclean spirits that he saw. But look down to verse 14. For they are the spirits of devils. Working what? Come on. I mean, no, not every miracle is of God. All right? Which go forth to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. How many know that's the day of the Lord?
Yes.
Now, I want to tell you something. How many believe God's in charge tonight?
Amen.
Now, it says these demons, these spirits, go out together those kings of the world to this great day of God Almighty. Amen? And then the Bible said in Zechariah, we'll see it in a minute, that all nations shall be gathered against Jerusalem to battle. How many have ever read that? Isn't that right? And yet we're going to see in Isaiah that God is the one that's mustering the host here. God's using the demons to do it. Are you hearing me? How many know God tells the demons what they can do and can't do? Is that true? All right. Praise God. But look at verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Now, Jesus, right here in Revelation, has not literally come. And it's way over here. during this time of the vials that he says this, I come as a thief. Are you hearing me? He didn't come in chapter 4 literally. He didn't come in any chapter literally yet. But he says here, I'm coming as a thief, blessed is he that watcheth, come on, keeps his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame, and he gathers them into a place called the Hebrews, Armageddon. I mean, Armageddon is going, yes, it's going to be in the Middle East, but I say Armageddon is a worldwide word.
Yes.
Armageddon will be fought in the natural and in the spirit. Paul said there's coming an evil day, and when that evil day comes, you must have the armor on. Can you say amen? How many believe that? Praise God. Let's go back here now to Thessalonians. What does he say here? He said in verse 2, he said, you know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Notice, the day of the Lord, he said, he's coming as like a thief. That's what he said there in Revelation. Now, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape, right? All right, now look at verse 5. You are all children of light, literally sons of the light, and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. How many don't believe that? How many believe there's people in the church sleep tonight?
Yes.
How many believe there's areas in us that we're asleep? Notice, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. And that's not just on alcohol. We can be drunken on television. We can be drunken on pleasure, whatever. Isn't that right? But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on something. Come on, here it is. The breastplate of faith and love. That's in the inner man. But for a helmet, come on, the hope, salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. That's full salvation. By our Lord Jesus Christ. So, when the day of the Lord comes, we've got to be hid. We've got to have that boldness in that day of judgment. We've got to be that morning spread upon the mountains. And we've got to have the armor of God on. Can you say amen? Now let's go to Isaiah 13. Isaiah chapter 13. I tell you, I love this word. How about you? Isaiah 13. How many believe we need to be balanced? We need the whole counsel. I believe it was Jim last night mentioned that. We need the whole counsel of God. Chapter 13 of Isaiah. And verse 2, listen to what the Lord said. Lift you up a banner upon the high mountain. Exalt the voice to them that shake the hand, that they may go to the gates of the nobles. Verse 3. Now listen to what God says here. Verse 3. I, that's God, I have commanded. How many believe when God commands, things happen?
Yes.
I have commanded my sanctified ones. You know how you're sanctified? You're sanctified by the blood, by the Word of God, by the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, by the one sacrifice on Calvary, Jesus Himself. We're sanctified by faith and by our works expressing that faith. Seven ways we're sanctified. Anybody want to get sanctified tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But He said, I've commanded my sanctified ones, my holy ones. I have also called my mighty ones. You believe God's got some mighty ones? Now listen to what He says. I've called my mighty ones for mine anger. We saw that anger in Zephaniah, didn't we?
Yes.
This is a time of God's anger, God's wrath coming on the wicked world. How many believe God's anger is the wicked every day? Even them that rejoice in my highness, the noise of a multitude in the mountains like as of a great people. Did you hear that? A great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. But who's getting them? God's doing it. How's He going to do it? Through the demons, even over in Revelation we saw it. But God's going to do it, isn't He? The Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle. They come from a far country. Did you hear that? How many know that's the heavenly realm? How many believe God's got overcomers there? And He's got them here, doesn't He? They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even to the Lord, and what else? The weapons of His indignation. What for? To destroy the whole land. How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come to pass It shall come as a great destruction, excuse me, from the Almighty. Now look at verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He shall destroy something. He's going to destroy some sinners out of it. Now, not all sinners are going to be destroyed, but he's going to destroy a lot of them, isn't he? Now, hold your place right there. Look in Isaiah 66. Hold your place there. Let me know this message will get you on your knees. We need to get on our knees, don't we? Isaiah 66:15. 66:15. Listen to what the Lord says. For behold, the Lord will come. He will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger. Have you seen this word anger as we're going here now? With fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by the sword. Let me know that's the Spirit and the Word we'd say today. But by fire and by his sword will he plead, the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be what? Come on.
Many.
Now turn to Jeremiah 25. Hold your place in 13 now. Hallelujah. How many's with me?
Amen.
Gotta have quick fingers tonight. When that anointing comes on me, I can get up there and go. Hallelujah. Chapter 25 of Jeremiah. I want you to look with me, please, if you will, in verse 32. Jeremiah 25:32. It says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation. Do you hear that? Evil shall go forth from nation to nation. And a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the end of the earth, other end of the earth. And they shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be down upon the ground. How ye shepherds. And how many know the shepherds needs to warn the people of the day of the Lord and what's coming? The blood's going to be on their hands if they don't warn the people what we're facing. Can you say amen? The church is facing the great tribulation. The church is facing persecution. The church is facing a lot of things. But many, how many know many are being lulled asleep? Right in their own church. Come on, amen? Back in Isaiah 13, verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations, this is Matthew 24, shall not give her light. The sun shall be dark in its going forth. The moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than of gold, even a man than gold, a golden wedge of Ophir. Verse 13, therefore, I will shake the heavens. How many of you believe those demonic realms up there are going to be shaken and cast down? And the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. How many see that? Now let's go back to Revelation 14. Let's go to Revelation 14 this time. Praise God. Revelation 14. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there are three reapings here, if I can use the word reaping. The 144,000 are before the throne. Jesus comes out on the cloud and reaps the earth in verse 14 and 15 and 16. And then there's another reaping here of the wicked. Revelation 14. And if you look in verse 18, it says, another angel come out from the altar which had power over fire. Cried with a loud voice, cried to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. How many know the cup of iniquity is truly coming, is getting full? Amen? And notice what it says here. The winepress, the great, notice in verse 18, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in the sickle to the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, cast it into the great winepress of something? Of the wrath of God. How many know you don't want to be in that? Are you hearing me? And the winepress was trodden without the city, And the blood came out of the wine pressed even to the horse bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs, which is actually 200 miles. Okay, now go back to Joel 3. Joel chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hope you know your Bible. And quick fingers, as I said a while ago. Joel chapter 3. Look in verse 11. Joel 3:11. Assemble yourselves together. Come, all you heathen. Gather yourselves together round about. Thither calls thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Now remember, he called for those mighty ones in Isaiah 13. We're going to have people. There's going to be those who will join forces with us from the other side.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You read that in Ephesians 1:10. Let the heathen be wakened and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about, God says. Put you in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Look at this now. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And notice, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall roar out of Zion, hallelujah, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens, notice, and the earth shall shake, but the Lord shall be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. How many know we are Israel today? Amen. Now turn to Isaiah 63. Isaiah 63. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 63. Here we see this wine press. We saw it there in Joel. We saw it in Revelation. Now look at this. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save, God says. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the vine, in the wine vat. There it is right there. I have trod the wine press alone, Jesus said here. And other people, there was none with me. But I will tread them in my anger, trample them in my fury. Their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Why? For the day of the vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The wicked are going to be destroyed if they don't repent. Many of them. Isn't that right? Look in Zechariah 14 now. Zechariah 14. I mean, we need to live clean for God. Zechariah 14. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken. How many know there's coming yet great persecution upon the city of Jerusalem? And I saw it in a dream, God, or a vision in the night. I saw war break out in that city. How many believe we need to pray for them, those people, as well as the true Jerusalem tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. The city shall be taken. The houses rival. The women ravished. Half of the city shall go forth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. For his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming with his people. Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
He's coming with his people. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, let's go over to Timothy. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8. And let's see what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. Praise God. How many is there? Just hold your place and go to Hebrews now, 10. Hebrews 10. Got two fingers now. Hebrews 10:25. Let's see what God says about this day, though. In 10:25 of Hebrews, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. How many believe there's some people so spiritual they don't need the body of Christ? I want to tell you that's deception, isn't it?
Yes.
You need the body of Christ. I need the body of Christ. Notice that. Hallelujah. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the man of some is, but exhorting or encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see what?
The day of
The day of the Lord, of course, the day approaching. As you see the day of the Lord coming, as we draw nigh, God says you must assemble together, amen, with the body of Christ. And how much more we must do it. So, you know, brother, there's some people meet every day in places. I mean, that wouldn't hurt any of us if we could do it. Back in Timothy now. Praise God. 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy 4. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy 4. If you're sleepy tonight like I got today, rebuke it. I said rebuke it. 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Well, let's go back to verse 6. For I'm now ready to be offered, Paul said, for the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I mean, oh, God expects us to fight a good fight. The fight of faith. Isn't that right? I finished my course, my race. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me when? When's he going to get that reward? At the rapture?
No.
No. At that day, the day of the Lord. Amen? Not to me only, but also to them that what? Love is appearing. That reward will be in the day of the Lord. When? As we love his appearing. Amen? So we got to love that appearing. We got to desire him to come. Isn't that right? Praise God. Those that love his appearing. Now go to Revelation 22. Let's see this reward. Revelation 22. Well, I'm going over yonder, so I'm saying get my reward. Well, if you do, you're going to miss it. He's bringing it over here. Revelation 22:12. 22:12. Behold, I come quickly. Now, John said that 2,000 years ago, but John was in the Spirit. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Hallelujah. So God is going to send Jesus back to the earth again, isn't he? And he'll bring the rewards with him. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Praise God. All right, now let's go to Titus. I want to go to Titus. I mean, you know where Titus is. It's after Timothy. And I want to show you here that in this verse, and you know, I got so much I wrote down I'll never get into tonight, but you know, the thing is that, how many know the inward coming has to take place?
Yes.
God has not, he's come into our spirits, but how many know our soul has yet got to be saved?
Yes.
Sealed. Come on, deliver. I mean, you've got all kinds of titles you can talk about. Isn't that right? But that soul has to take on that nature of Christ. Isn't that right? That which God is doing in our spirit has to move up into the mind, will, emotions, and desires and changes. Isn't that right? Titus 2. Look at verse 12. Teaching us this grace of God, how many know grace is a teacher? That denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly where? When we get to heaven?
No.
No. In this present world. Look at the next verse. What's the first word?
Looking.
Looking. Looking for that blessed hope and. Is that a connecting word? And the glorious appearing of the great God. And if you want to know another scripture on God, here's 1 Thessalonians 4:14, 2 Peter 3:10 through 12. Talks about God there coming. The glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now notice, looking for what? What are we looking for? What are we looking for there? What does it say? We're looking for the blessed hope. First of all, anybody know what the blessed hope is? Christ in you, come on. Hope of glory. That's within, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, look in 1 Peter. Hold your place. Look in 1 Peter 3:16. Hallelujah. I rebuke that sleepy spirit. First Peter. Somebody should have rebuked it off me today. 1 Peter 3:16. Are we there? 1 Peter. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I'm in the wrong verse. I'm in a different Bible. That's why I'm having a problem here tonight a little bit. Praise God. Okay, look in verse 15. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify But sanctify the Lord God, where? In your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh of you of a reason of the hope. That's where? That's in you with meekness and fear. All right? Then go to 1 John 3. 1 John 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. 1 John 3, 1, 2, and 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. That word sons is children, technon. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God. That's what it should say. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, when he shall appear, we shall be. Now, you can't be like him unless he's doing the work in you. Isn't that right? All right. We shall be like him, right? For we shall see him as he is. Anybody want to see him? Anybody want to see him? Next verse. And every man, hallelujah, who wants to be like him, who wants to see him, every man that hath his hope, where?
In him.
In him is going to do something. And that's going to include deliverance, isn't it? He's going to purify himself even as he is pure. There's going to be some purification, isn't there? Do you believe that? All right, back to Titus. So he said, looking for that blessed hope. And where is that blessed hope? It's in us, isn't it?
Yes. He's appearing in us.
That's it. He's appearing in us, sister. That's right. That inward coming is before his literal coming. You can't have the second part till you have the first part. And to be conformed to the image of Jesus, he must come in us. He must do the work in us. Isn't that true?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody want that work done?
Then we see him as he really is.
As he really is. That's right. Amen. He'll appear in you first. Before out there. That's right. Now, hold your place. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Hold your place here in Titus. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. Let's see what it says here. And the very God of peace, the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. I mean, that's W-H-O-L-L-Y. And I pray God, here it is, he says, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved or kept blameless until the coming, the parousia of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's got to be a people sanctified, purified, made ready, coming into his image and likeness, and being lacking when he appears out there. Hallelujah. Amen. And he'll never appear out there until he appears in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he's going to appear, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Amen. Praise God. Let's go back to Titus. What did he say here now? He said something now. Praise God. He said... He said in this verse again, looking for that blessed hope. Let me know that's an expectancy first within.
Yes.
And also, the next part, there's an expectancy to see him out there too.
Yes.
Because he said, what did he say? He said, and the glorious appearing of the great God, Savior, Jesus Christ. So they should be looking of that work that's in us as well as out there. Now, go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2. And the Lord told me recently to put 6 teachings out on the coming of the Lord. And we're going to give them out to different groups to put them out. Hallelujah. How many know Jesus is coming? We better know something about it, hadn't we? Philippians 3, I believe it is. I said 2, didn't I? 3:20. For our conversation, literally our citizenship, is in heaven. From whence also, who is Jesus tonight, brethren? He's in the heavens. Whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, we look for him, who shall change our vile body, the body of humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he's able to subdue all things unto himself. This mortal body, come on, must be changed and put on immortality. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. All right, now, go to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9. How many know there's three comings in this chapter? There's three comings in chapter 9. I'm going to show you the first two, and then I'll give you the last one here. In chapter 9 of Hebrews, look at verse 24. It says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself," when? Now, present tense. What for? To appear in the presence of God for us. How many believe they're not interceding for us, brethren? Amen. Now, look at verse 26. Now, here is past tense. "For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." How many know that was 2,000 years ago? The prophet Jesus, amen, the Son of God, came and bled and died. Amen. Now, look at verse 28. Here is future. "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him," and of course that looking is from within, isn't that right?
Yes.
"Shall he appear the second time," not third time, not fourth time, second time, "without sin unto" what?
Salvation.
"Full salvation, spirit, soul, and body." Hallelujah. Now go to Matthew 24. And I want to throw something at you. There are preachers that preach the gospel tonight, yesterday, and years past, maybe in the future. If they don't repent, they'll be in hell. I mean, that's a hard statement. Matthew 24:44. Listen to what Jesus said. This will happen right before Jesus comes. "Therefore, be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Who then is a faithful and a wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in what? Due season. "Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods." Now, look at verse 48. Something begins to happen in this man's heart, or this one's heart. He lost the expectancy of the coming of the Lord. And brethren, don't allow hardness to come in and lose that expectancy. Can you say amen? He said, notice, in verse 48, "But if that evil servant..." Now, he was a faithful and wise servant. He was a blessed servant, right? He was given out the food. He was going to be made ruler over the goods of God. But now God calls him an evil servant, and there's a reason. Look in verse 48. What does it say? "This evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming." How many know he's listening to demonic powers?
Yes.
How many know the Lord has never delayed his coming? Never. He's never delayed it. Now look at verse 49. Notice what happens when he loses the expectancy and the fire and the zeal of God and the coming of the Lord. He begins to do something. He begins to hurt the people of God. "And shall begin to smite his fellow servants to eat and drink with the drunken." That word, he becomes a smiter and a fighter. I'm not talking about with your fists, but he's beating them with the Word of God. Anybody want to be on a preacher that's backslid?
No.
That's turned from God? Come on, amen? And notice, brethren, he's a beater and not a feeder. I mean, those shepherds are to feed the flock, not beat them. You know what that means, where it says here, he smote his fellow servants? It means to wound the conscience. So he's wounding the people of God. How many know you sit in that ministry? You'll come under a lot of bondage, won't you? Don't sit under ministers beating you. Come on, sit under one that's feeding you. Is that time you say amen to that?
Amen.
All right, now look at verse 50. Now notice something else a little different here. It says, "The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of." How many see that? A day and an hour.
Mm-hmm. Anybody see that?
All right.
Look back up here to verse. Let's see here. I believe it was verse, let's see, what verse do I want there? I want another verse there. Was that 36? Look at verse 36. But of that day, an hour, knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father. Then it says back in verse 50, it says, though, that the Lord will come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of. Day and an hour. Okay, now, all right, let's see something else here. How many believe that this man is not walking in the Spirit now? Because if you're walking in the Spirit, you're looking for his coming. You're desiring for him to come. Isn't that right? This man stops walking love. He's beating the people. He's hurting the sheep. He's beating them with the Word of God. Now look at verse 51. What's going to happen to him? And shall cut him asunder when the Lord comes, and upon him is his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be literally split in two. Now, if you read over in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, it says he'll be given his part with the unbelievers. Here it says hypocrites. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter, is it 21? 21. Chapter 21, brethren. Verse 8. He said in this verse, John said, the fearful and the unbelieving. Remember Luke 12 says unbelieving. And the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen? So he's going to be judged with the hypocrites and with the unbelievers. Amen? Now, let's see what crowds he running with. Look back in verse, there in verses 49. Notice, he not only smites God's people, but he begins to eat and drink with who? The drunken. Let me see that. All right, look back to verse 36. Verse 38. He's running with the people of Noah's day. Those type of people, rather. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage till the day that Noah entered into the ark. And again, you can be drunk on a lot of things. Isn't that true? How many believe that this man lost his total discernment? Didn't he? Something happened in the man's heart. And then I want to show you something else here. Turn over to Luke 12. And let's see this, because he talks about it here. I'm going to give you one more point. I want to go to verses 45 of Luke 12. There's a lot here. I'm just skipping over a lot of things. But in verse 45, Luke 12, 45. It says, but, and if that servant say in his heart, notice, say in his heart, my Lord, the lad is coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants, and who else? The maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken. Notice the phrase, men servants and maidens. Let me see that. All right, let's go to Acts 2. Acts chapter 2. Let's see what he's talking about here. Acts 2:17 and 18. Acts 2:17 and 18. It says, and it shall come to pass, in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Now look at verse 18. And all my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. This ministry wants to shut the prophetic ministry down in the church. So brethren, it's dangerous to sit under a ministry like that. Now, I want to show you two things. Go to Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. And if you get tired of sitting, stand up and stretch. Don't bother me. Hallelujah. Isaiah 66. Look at verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build me? And where is the place of my rest? Well, Psalms 132 says the place of God's rest is Zion.
Yes, hallelujah.
I mean, oh, there's the Zion people arising.
Yes.
Now, verse 2. For all those things
have mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man. Notice, to this man. Which man? Let's see who he is. Well, I look, God says, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and notice, he trembles at my word. Have you seen that? You know, if people tremble at the word, they'd be careful how they interpret it, wouldn't they? So would I. All of us. Now, look at this. Look at this verse. Now, look down to verse 5. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren, didn't say sinners, your brethren that hated you. How many believe some people hate you because you're in deliverance? They hate your ministry. They hate because you talk about you have power over those demons. Amen? Come on, don't shout me down. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake. You try to take this message into some churches. Wouldn't they throw you out? Wouldn't they hate you? Uh-huh. Notice, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be what? Come on.
Glorified.
But he shall appear to your joy. That's that inward coming now. And they shall be something.
Ashamed.
Now, let me see that.
Yes.
Those who hated you, amen, who cast you out for his name's sake, they will be ashamed. Now, look in 1 John 2. Look in 1 John 2. Jesus. Look at verse 28. 1 John 2:28. Here's what it says. And now, little children, abide in him that when he shall appear, we may have that confidence, right? And not be ashamed before him at his coming. So let's make sure we don't hate any brothers and sisters. And then we don't cast them out. Amen?
Right. Amen?
Because when Jesus comes, there will be those that will be ashamed. And if you hate your brother, how many know the Bible said you're a murderer? Same with me. We cannot hate our brother. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. How many believe that? All right, now go to Thessalonians. How many know this church knew more about the coming of the Lord than any church in the New Testament? Do you know that? Every chapter in 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Paul talked about the coming of the Lord. And did you know this church was started in tribulation and persecution? Hallelujah. You show me a people that know persecution, I'll show you people that talk about the coming of the Lord. You know why? They want it. Amen? How many know the church is going to cry out for Jesus to come? You think there's a cry now? You wait. That cry is going to increase and increase and increase until they're going to truly cry out for Jesus to come. Come on, the Spirit and the bride say, come! 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now hold your place, go to Revelation 2. Revelation 2. Now, I'm going to read this verse again while you're turning. He said, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Everybody say that. Work of faith. Now say this. Labor of love. Now say this. Patience of hope. And that, of course, that's in the law. All right, now look in Revelation 2. Look in Revelation 2 with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And look at verse 2. I know thy works. Let me see that.
Yes.
And thy
labor
and thy
patience.
But you know, he never said, like Paul said, work of faith. He never said labor of love. And he never said patience of hope. Did he? Now, why? Because come on down to verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Well, how many know if you left your first love, don't matter how much hope and faith you got, all you got is a religious club.
That's right, amen.
That's all you got. Verse 5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else. I will come. Now listen to that. I will come. That's a coming. But I'll come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place except thou repent. All right, back in Thessalonians. Verse 3. Again, your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 10. Same church he's talking to, verse 10. And he said to wait. I mean, that takes patience. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That's the day of the Lord. That's the wrath that's going to hit the earth. I'm very glad we're delivered from that wrath. Now look in chapter 3. I'm skipping 2 for each. Look in chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 12. All right, what's this? That you would walk worthy. Oh, no, in chapter 3, isn't it? Chapter 3, verse 12. I'll get it right in a minute. All right. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in what? Come on.
Love.
In love, one toward another and toward all men. I mean, about sinners too. Even as we do toward you, to the end that you may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints. You know what he's saying? We've got to have the love of God in us when Jesus comes.
Yes.
Isn't that right? Look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4. Anybody want more love? Come on. Amen? Chapter 4, verse 9. Chapter 4, verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for yourselves are taught of God to love one another. To love one another. And indeed you do it towards all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. Verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Hallelujah.
Right at the coming of the Lord, there's a people that must increase in the love of God.
Hallelujah.
Now look in chapter 5. Look in chapter 5. Verse 8, we read it. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. And notice, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. And of course, verse 23 again. He's talking about the coming of the Lord. We must sanctify ourselves to be preserved blameless for the coming of the Lord. Amen? And then in chapter 2 Thessalonians 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 3. Listen to what he says. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith grows exceedingly, and charity or love of every one of you all towards each other aboundeth. So he's saying faith and love is abounding, is growing. And then look in verse 7. And you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them. Notice, number one, that know not God, and number two, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified, where? In his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. In that day. So that love of God's got to be in us. Now, look in chapter 2, Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 10. And here he's talking about the coming of the Lord, but the man of sin being revealed. He says, then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of what? That word brightness is epiphania. And the word coming is parousia. He's going to destroy the man of sin with the brightness of his coming. Even him who's coming, this is the man of sin, he has a coming too, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because, here's why, they received not what? What was it? The love of the truth. I mean, no, we don't have all the truth, but we have a love for it. That they might be saved and so forth. And because that God sends them strong delusion, because they believe the lie. It says a lie here, but it's the lie in the Greek. Now look in chapter 3, Thessalonians, verse 5. And the Lord directs your hearts into what? The love of God. And into the patient waiting for Christ. Now listen, in chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians, he says this, to wait for his Son from heaven. And here he said, the Lord directing you into the love of God, into the patient waiting for Christ. Praise God. But now listen, I want to throw something at you. How many know Christ? Now listen, Christ, the Spirit, must come in you before the man Jesus comes in the air. Christ, the Spirit, comes in you, the anointed one. Amen? To get you ready for the man, his name is Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got some things to do. We got to get purified. We got to get cleaned up. A lot of things. Amen? Hallelujah. I believe he's coming, though. Praise God. Now, you know the problem? There's going to be a problem with some in this hour, for they're looking for rapture any day. How many know some's going to be disappointed? Unless they study. Unless they get in the book themselves. How many know we take a person's word too much? We need to see it ourselves. And when the rapture doesn't take place, how many know some's going to blow up? And then some's going to throw up. But if you're going to go up in God, you got to grow up. Hallelujah. So don't blow up. Don't throw up. If you want to go up in God, just grow up. Amen. We all need to. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now I want to go over to one other, a couple more scriptures here real quick and tell you something. I've said this many times, but I want to say it again. Jesus is coming in the saints. He's coming with the saints. He's coming in the clouds. He's coming with clouds. He's coming in fire. He's coming with fire. Now, look in John 14. I want to touch a few things here before we close here. John 14. Just a few things now. Praise God. I was going to teach about an hour tonight. Been going about what? I haven't won an hour yet. I don't think. All right, look at verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your heart, be troubled. But can our heart get troubled? Has your heart ever been troubled? Sure. Agitated? Anxiety? Whatever. All right, you believe in God, believe, Jesus said, also in me. Well, we believe in the Father and the Son, don't we? And the Holy Ghost. He said, in my Father's house are something. Many rooms, many mansions, many dwelling places, many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Now, how many believe it didn't take Jesus 2,000 years to build a mansion? Does it? No. No. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. You believe he's preparing a place?
Yes.
All right, let's see where it is in here in just a minute. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will do something. I will come again. But that coming is in two stages. It's within and without. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am. You remember what Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am.
Yes.
Remember that? And yet he said that where I am, there you may be also. Well, where am you, Jesus? Well, let's find out. Well, look in verse 10. Look at verse 10. Look in verse 10. Let's see where he's at. Believest thou not that I am in what? Come on. If Jesus is in his Father, where's he taking you? Into the Father. Come on. How many know we're going to know the Father in this hour? Huh? And the Father, no, and the Father in me, the words I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. Now look at verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father. No, he said, where I am, there you may be, right? He said, believe me, I am in the Father. So if he's in the Father, he's going to take you in the Father. and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now look at verse 20. At that day, what day? At that day you shall know that I am in the Father. That's where you're going to be. And you in me, and I in you. Now turn to John 17. Let's see something here. John 17. Praise God. Are we there? John 17, 24. Jesus said this. No, that's the wrong verse. Let's see, it's about 20, I think. Somewhere up through here. Wait just a minute. Oh, I'm in 16. Forgive me. Verse 24. 17, 24. He said, Father, remember he's praying here, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. That, notice that, this now, that they may behold my glory. I mean, oh, wherever Jesus is, you got the glory.
Yes.
Huh? And so that means he's going to take us into his glory, isn't it? Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now turn to Colossians, chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians. Anybody want to experience the glory? I mean, you know what else comes with the glory? The fire of God. Colossians 3. Verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection or your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead. Now, he's talking to churches alive here, but yet he said you're dead. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear where? Come on. With him in glory.
Hallelujah.
Now turn to Psalms 102.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Psalms 102. You know, brethren, Elijah and Moses appeared to Jesus in glory. But they was right there. He saw it right there on the mount, didn't he? Where he was. Remember that? And they talked of Jesus about his decease. You remember that? But the glory was on that mount, wasn't it? The glory was not around the apostles. The cloud even overshadowed them. Well, I'm going to that. Okay, Psalms 102. Okay, look with me. In Psalms 102, praise God. He says, verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Will thy servants take pleasure in her stones, the favor the dust thereof, so the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear, where?
In his glory.
In his glory. Not only his power and glory, but even, how many know we're his glory tonight?
Yes.
And yet he's ours. Isn't that right? He shall appear in his glory. Hallelujah. So, brethren, the glory of God is coming. Amen? How many believe that? All right, let's go back to John 14. Now, he said in verse 3, John 14, he said that I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am. All right, he's in the Father, and it's where his glory is. So he's taking us into his glory, he's taking us into the Father. All right, now, look in verse 17. Look at verse 17. He's talking about coming. His coming is where? First within, right?
Yes.
Then he said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be somewhere. Where is that? Where's he at? In you. And then he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You know how he comes? The fivefold ministry, authority. He comes in power, the Holy Ghost, baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he comes in the fruit of the Spirit. He comes, hallelujah, within. Amen, as well as those ministries, praise God. Then look down to verse 23. Look at verse 23. Jesus said, So this one, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we, the Father and Son, will come unto him and make our mansion, our abode with him. Amen? How many know the mansion is within? The house. The first house was Jesus. How many know we're his house today? Verse 27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give unto you, let not your heart be troubled. That's what he said earlier. Neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again to you. How, when did he come? He came at Pentecost.
Yes.
The power of the Holy Ghost, didn't he?
Yes.
Now listen, Jesus came as a baby. Grew up. Died. Went back to heaven 33 years and a half, didn't he? And he came back at Pentecost in the power of the Spirit. How many of the fullness is going to be poured out? And once the fullness is poured out, Jesus, the man, will come again.
Hallelujah.
Amen? I go away and come again to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said I go with my Father, for my Father is greater and so forth. Praise God. All right, look, there's one more verse. Verse 16. If I give you verse 16. Look at verse 16. I will pray the Father, he'll give you another comforter that he may what? Abide with you for how long? Forever. Verse 18. Verse again, he says, I will not leave you comfortless or as orphans. I will come unto you. This whole chapter is about his coming within.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Which will prepare us for his literal return from heaven. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop there. I got a lot more. I just want to read something out of my book before I close. We preached this message here one morning on the coming of the Lord. And if you want to get us back on the table, I also have one back there on Who Said Rapture. And if you want to read that, there's a lot of scriptures in there to tell you how that we're not going to be taken anywhere. I mean, oh, that's a real message. Now, if you die tonight, you go to be with Jesus. Don't misunderstand me. I mean, oh, Jesus prayed in John 17 that he wouldn't take us out of the world. Did he pray that? Was it just for just the apostles? No, all those that believe on his word. Now, you know, Jesus is coming in chapter 19 with his army. And his mount was a white horse. His title, he is faithful and true. He's the Almighty God. He's the Word of God, the King of kings, Lord of lords. His warfare, in righteousness, he does judge and make war. I mean, he's the warrior in us. He's going to smite the nations. He's going to defeat the armies of Antichrist. How many believe that? His eyes are as a flame of fire. His head had many crowns upon it. His name is called the Word of God. His clothing, he has a vesture dipped in blood. His followers, of course, are the armies in heaven. His mouth, a sharp sword goeth out of his mouth. His rule, he will rule the nations with a rod of iron. His feet will tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And his majesty's name is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Let's stand and praise him. Let's give him a good praise tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise you. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We marvel at you, Lord. We praise you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. For the Lord is rise, my sister, upon thee and within thee. For thou hast had a hearing ear, yea, saith the Lord, and thou hast heard in thy prayer closet. But I say, I shall even increase my word to thee in this hour. So be silent before the Lord. All flesh must be silent before the Lord. Be silent before the Lord, and God shall speak again. God shall reveal himself unto thy heart, for you cried out for the Lord. The Lord shall not disappoint thee. The Lord shall come in power and glory and majesty, for I am thy God. I am thy light this night, and that light is increased, my daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sister, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has seen your tear. The Lord has seen your heartache, but I am with thee, and I brought thee through some hard places, yea, of recent times, but the Lord was with thee, and the Lord was the light of and strength of thy body. Yea, the Lord did even quicken thy body, and thy strength is arising within thee, saith the Lord, because of my strength. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Jim, the Lord said, you're a warrior, and yea, thou shalt fight the battles of the Lord. For I shall lead thee into warfare, and I shall lead thee out, saith the Lord. For truly the Lord shall speak in the night season. The Lord shall unveil visions to thy heart and show you even things to come, even in the fellowship and the surroundings about thee, saith the Lord. Be not fearful, I am with thee. And thou shalt be a strong one, thou shalt be a Gideon, saith God. For truly I am raising up that army, and you're going to be in the midst of it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God tonight. Let's praise Him tonight. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Lyle, the Lord said there's coming a great change. And God said there's saints behind you that it's just not going to be any longer. God said, I'm through with it. I'm finished. But it's going to be a new day for you, my son, and there's going to be a new direction. In your own thoughts, you think, I'm going to go this way. But God said, you watch, I'm taking you another direction. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Brother Dean, the Lord said, you've been faithful. You've been faithful where I put thee and planted thee, saith the Lord. And you've been ostracized and even criticized. But God said, you stood the test. You stood the fire, and God said, your feet, my son, will walk, yea, in the light of the Lord. Your feet shall walk in new places, even in the days ahead. So take courage, and know that I put the belt and the girdle of truth upon thee, and thou shalt stand in the midst, saith God, and reveal and unveil my son to my people. And because of thy obedience, saith the Lord, I shall surround thee with my presence in this hour. I shall go before thee, and I truly will give you a hearing ear, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him. That's praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Sister, the Lord is calling you to intercession. He's calling you to that place in the closet. He's calling you aside, yea, even from the top, from the outside. He's calling you on. He's drawing you in, into His net, into Himself. And the Lord is going to show you some things and speak intimate details to your heart. And God is touching your feet to go in His direction in this hour. And thou shalt not go a wrong direction. Thou shalt not stumble. Thou shalt not fall. For the Lord shall direct thee. The Lord shall walk with thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord, sister, is touching thy will tonight. He's touching that inner man, saith the Lord. And the Lord God is pleased with thee. For truly you've been a person that would smile to this one and that one. And God said, I'm pleased. And know that in this hour, the Lord said, I'm going to increase my love within thee. For yea, thou hast give love. And God said, I'm giving it back to you. You've given out. Now God said, I'm going to restore to you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. One more. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Excuse me, brother. Praise Bruce. Praise the Lord. Let me have your hand, sister. Praise God. The Lord has seen the hard times. The Lord has seen the hardships. And the Lord has seen the cry, the tear. Yea, but I say unto thee, that yea, thou shalt rejoice. And thou shalt dance before the Lord in this hour. For yea, the trials, the tribulations, the hurts have passed, saith God. And it shall be a new day, a new time for thee, saith the Lord. For I put a chain upon thy neck, saith the Lord, even as I put upon Daniel, even in the Old Testament. There shall be a chain upon your will. For yea, you're chained to me, saith the Lord, and to my will, and to my word. And thou shalt go out at my command, and you'll come in at my command. For you'll walk before the Lord in humility, and you'll dance before Him in joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give Him a big thanks. Come on. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.